Waza, 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 waza. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're singing. We are introducing the show with a backdrop. You know, we're having a little ambiance. We are setting the tone. We are going, we are going, we are going. Hello. Welcome. Welcome to Elizabeth's World here on Eagle FM. Waza. Don't friend zone me, baby. Hello. Can I not be the matriarch or so? Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. The time is almost 3:15 on the 3rd of the 5th month, 2025. Ladies and gentlemen, we are cruising this afternoon. Hello, hello. Hello, my beloved people. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Elizabeth's World here on Eagle FM. The time is 18 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock, and we are going to be doing the most until 4 p.m. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to join me on our Facebook Live, then you can join me at approximately 2 o'clock. We're just charging, recharging the body, because nyana, nyana, nyana. Like, when I look at it, I'm... you know, when I tell people that I'm not feeling well and I'm just having a down day, people are like, ha, if this is a down day, then what does an up day look like? So I'm just having like a little moment where I'm just in my zone and in my element, and we are doing this. We are doing this, and we are doing this nice and quiet and nice and easy. I'm thinking of something to talk about, but initially I wanted us to talk about tribes, you know, would somebody's tribe really, in all honesty, really stop you from marrying them or being in a relationship with them or being friends or whatever? I really honestly want to know. But before that, I want you to get in tune and get in alignment and, just ground yourself and balance yourself so that we can have this conversation with a holistic view, so that we can have this conversation with a Saturday feel, so that we can have a nice, wonderful Saturday afternoon, simply because we can, simply because we are capable of it, and simply because we are aligning ourselves. And by aligning ourselves, we're saying that we are creating our own narrative. We are writing our own story. We are rewriting our own story. So, what's that? It's net swore. Brr. Why are you crying? It's Saturday. Why are you crying? People only cry on Sundays and Wednesdays. All my life. That's all I know.
Oh, na 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 na. Yeah, yeah. Ang iti minang ketewe na.
Ashumiyo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You see what marriage does to people, eh? Questa nayo kwa weather kunyama, he's even having like a stomach thing going on, and you know, that's how we just kind of represent Africa, but Questa.
This stuff suck. Facts. Yeah, bona bata ba understand, yeah. Uti mi na mawe, we're meant for each other, yeah.
Afternoon indeed.
Oh.
We were made. meant to be lovers, lovers, lovers.
Bentano omuntu ngasizavumelana ukuthi singabanga. Kodwa sengiyabona ukuthi
we were meant to be lovers, lovers, lovers.
Athike ni
friends are friends. Lovers are lovers.
We are friends ona. We are friends ona.
Okay, Mbiro Honone, I feel like that is my 2025 anthem because, whoa, the way I'm going through emotional things with that song, I'm like, friends are friends. And I'm like, who's this imaginary friend that we are fantasizing about? Lovers are lovers. Who am friends owner? Who am friends owner? Yay. I'm like, wow. Yeah, you really got emotional there, didn't you? Yeah. But we're going to be doing the most out here anyway. So emotions are part of it. We can't hide. We can't run. We can't do anything of that nature. So we glide in it. We glide in it. We live in it. We are riding on it. Now, if you know anything about, Elizabeth's world, you know that for our first hour, we basically just have shenanigans. You can call in for the shenanigans. You can join me in my shenanigans. But what we do in our first hour, yeah, is just shenanigans. And we calm down and we waza waza.
Taking flight has never been easier. Paratus is introducing SkyFi internet packages with speeds that will have you reaching for your seatbelts. Starting from $500, excluding VAT, per month, with speeds reaching up to 10 megabits per second. There's even a prepaid option where you can top up your SkyFi internet for just $15 per gigabyte. No contracts, no fuss. Visit your nearest Paratus branch to find out more. Or go to paratus.africa/Namibia to sign up online.
Always prepare, Paratus.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
All right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I say good afternoon a lot. Like, let's just get acquainted with each other. I say good afternoon a lot. I greet you guys. I always greet you guys in the name, you know, in the name of the presence, in the name of the universe, in the name of who we are. I always greet you because I always assume that you just joined in, and I always assume that you are an elder. I always assume that you're a person that I have to respect. That is why I always have to greet you, because I acknowledge your presence. Now, ladies and gentlemen, today is a wonderful Saturday afternoon in the capital city. It is chilly, but not chilly. I don't know. I feel like we forget what winter feels like all the time. And then every single time winter starts creeping in, we're like, woo, it's cold. We're like, yeah, but it's supposed to be cold this time. You're like, woo, it's chilly. It's cold. I'm feeling it. And you're like, how? Like, marat. But you know, it happens every year. It happens all the time. So who's that? Like, who come full che eva skillak? Eh? As buy a coat. Or maybe it is maybe it's an acknowledgement of the cold presence. Maybe it's an acknowledgement of, what is this? Winter is coming. Yeah, maybe it's an acknowledgement of that one. But we are doing beautiful things nonetheless. We are unwinding. We are relaxing. We are having a Saturday that is worth having. We are having a Saturday that we are just pushing everything aside and then we just enjoy. So ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to request a song, if you would like to request some music to just to put you in the element, to put you in the mood, right? The number in studio is 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. And we can, you can buzz me up. You can call in and we can request your song and we play your pora. That's not so. First angel. I see rocket science ni. I see me like me. It's marnet. Easy like Sunday morning, but easy like Sunday morning. And cut. Woo! For me, when it comes to expression, right? Expression of my emotions, I think that I'm such an emotional person that I live by emotion. So even when I'm having an off day, I can easily express it. When I'm having an on day, I can easily express it. And part of my expressions is the creative arts. I like music. I like music. And we will sing, my dear. I once had a caller that said, oh, I like the music that you're playing, man. I was like, eh, I like that you like what I like. You know, and then they were like, hey, but can you just play the song and then you don't sing? How? I was like, yeah, sure. Sure. I'll play the song and then I don't sing. But do you know what the singing does for me? The singing helps me also. Eh? It's not only just you people getting help. We're all getting help here. This is all couples counseling, guys. We're all doing our thing together here. It is just like that. It's most just, you know, Mbangute vibes.
Girl, can I my love? Name your love. Baby, you can't. To kill him, I'm a tell. To so turn a dishonorable. To kill him, I'm a tell. Comme ça qu'on avancera. Mets ton cœur sans mal. Tu vas vite pour pas perdre de time.
Fais tout de ce monde.
Car si on se crée, ma chance s'écroulera. Tu me l'avais promis, bébé. Prenons le temps avant de s'engager.
Tout le monde est lingabé. Yo simbi singa motema. Yo kane lingabé.
Allons doucement, mama. Doucement, mama. Allons doucement, mama. Doucement, mama.
Et c'est bon, mama.
Baby, baby, baby. Pourquoi cours-tu pour me prouver ton amour? Guette pas l'horloge. Parce qu'on soit tous sur le time. Pardon bébé, faut pas nous précipiter. Pour rencontrer les parents face après.
Tout you mon élinga. You see me sing à mon thème. You can élinga.
Allons doucement maman.
you're my I lover. Second in my mind. Hang with my wings. Je t'aime, Libala, Libala. Libala, mama, Libala, mama. Monsieur le maire, oui, je le veux, Nalingi. Faisons une prière, remercions le bon Dieu. Unis pour la vie, faut plus prendre la tête. Mettons tous nos invités à l'aise dans la fête, Mara. On revient de loin, personne ne sait ça. Seul ta mère pour soutien dans nos combats. Tu m'as changé, fait de moi l'homme que tu rêvais. Pour moi, tu as tout affronté, bébé. C'est bien pour ça. Avec moi je veux vivre le meilleur ou la misère. Ta joie sera ma joie. Ta souffrance sera ma souffrance. Le pacte ne peut être rompu depuis que je t'ai passé l'alliance. Personne ne pourra séparer notre union. Toi et moi c'est jusqu'à ce que nous mourons. Toi et moi c'est jusqu'à ce que nous mourons. Je me vois plus vraiment vivre. Si tu me quittes, chérie, n'en aille à Bolingo. Ma quête reste ton bonheur, une perte. Si je deviens la cause de tes pleurs, maman. Donne-moi ta main.
Je ne pense qu'à toi, ne pars pas, je t'en supplie. Reste près de moi, je t'en prie, mon bébé. Maman, Je désire te garder pour l'éternité. Reviens-moi, Aïcha. Ne t'en va pas, Aïcha. Une dernière chance, Aïcha. Nous deux, c'est pour la vie, Aïcha. J'aurais voulu être médecin pour soigner mes plaies, baby. Je croyais qu'il n'y aurait pas de fin.
Tu fus soudain.
Malgré que j'ai tout fait pour te plaire, battu pour pas te perdre, baby. Que tu te perdes que dans mes bras. J'ai mal depuis que je t'ai perdu. Je ne sais plus où je me situe. Tu m'as offert ton corps pour que j'y danse. C'est depuis là que j'étais sans vigilance. Mon amour disparaît en même temps. Que ta pudeur, il a fallu le voir de mes yeux pour confirmer les rumeurs.
Reviens-moi, Aïcha. Ne t'en va pas, Aïcha. Une dernière chance, Aïcha. Nous deux, c'est pour la vie, Aïcha. Zangelanga, Aïcha. Mokendete, Aïcha. Chasse Souka, Aïcha. Nana Yopona, Ibela, Aïcha.
Nous au ventre, des étoiles plein les yeux, maman. Quand tu es loin de moi, tu me entends. Enfant, le cœur à l'étendue.
Onkundana, Ombwanawa, Kani, Hauto. Owa pumbwa oshimaliwa meendelelo, ndele ouna osheendiso. Ouna anilonga ya pumbwa okufutwa, ashike mboka ina onjodoe otaende kashona. Ngele onkalamwenyo otai nyengana, otokesh otai ningi ompu. Tuetela ohautoe, etopewa epresendo wa milongo nenatano, dongushu yosheendiso shoe. Mule ashike, uemintetilo milongo nenatano. Ino pumbwa oka payslip nenge o statement ayombanga. Ohauto yoye ashike. Mona omula oshimaliwa ethimbo weshi pumbwa. Tudengela nena ko nora hamano imwe ne nora nora hamano heari hamano. Ano ko nora hamano imwe ne nora nora hamano heari hamano. Oshipulera ko otokesh.
Pour que j'ai jeté l'encre, ma flamme ne finira jamais en cendres. La magie du premier amour me fait ignorer qu'il se terminera un jour. Ton odeur que t'as laissé sur notre bed, comment veux-tu que je ne cesse de penser à toi? Aïcha mama, Aïcha mama, reviens-moi Aïcha. Ne t'en va pas Aïcha. Dernière chance, Aïcha. Nous deux, c'est pour la vie, Aïcha. Zangelanga, Aïcha. Makendete, Aïcha. Chasse Souka, Aïcha. Mala Yopona, Ibela, Aïcha. Zangelanga, Aïcha. Zoa, mama. Zangelanga, Aïcha. Zangelanga, mama. Aisha, ma, Aisha, Zongelanga, Aisha.
Therapeutic. Music is such a beautiful thing. And if you were thinking about, ay Mara, Mitriag is playing the things. She's giving the vibe. She's bringing it. And you were thinking, Mara, who's that guy? Today we've only played to attest. It has been Mawele. Mawelele. Mawelele. Okay. It's been Mawelele and Yalevis. Yeah. Like his name is Yalevis. What's that? It is what it is. It's Yalevis, Yalevis, Yalevis. But before that, ladies and gentlemen, we are vibing, and we are coming down to the African. We are coming down to SADC. Guys, let's go to SADC.
Oh yeah, I know, you know. Oh,
una kuvumila ni pressure yo I'm falling, falling late ni pase kucheka sayule manje kaya yewe chikongo chanti mawako sijiri bita baby ni funa ni une kuwa mapamo icho chileke
your 4 hour, 1 hour. You know how we do on Lisbeth's World? We vibe for 1 hour and then we dive into it.
Today's not pulling this.
We're not pulling heartstrings. It's Elizabeth's World. You know? Mm. We're allowed to have aliases, guys. Mm. Yeah, multiple also personality.
Also known as.
AKA. Aka. You know, for a long time I used to read AKA as Aka. And then I used to, read meme as meme. It's a meme.
The meme is like a meme.
It's a meme.
Yeah, but that one is difficult.
A meme. All these memes.
That one, they should allow you to, even if you are writing exams, to understand.
In Venek. You must understand in Oshindonga.
Even if you studied English.
It's a meme.
If that thing did not go viral, I think it's not, I don't even think that word is.
What does meme even mean? Like,
at least that AKA is A, full stop K, full stop A. Yes.
Or AKA from South Africa. Yeah, one of the two you can choose. Mm-hmm.
A meme is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know, if no one explained it to you,
mm-hmm.
At least abbreviations, yeah, I thought.
It's that cool.
One, I was saying, I was asking, I want to ask. If I want to join in on the live. You know,
no, there's no joining in. How?
Not joining in when you go live and I want to see you.
Uh-huh.
To see you as you are in the studio.
Doing
you
my things.
Stay in your world.
Living
you know?
My life.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoying.
Where do I go to?
So you go onto our Facebook page on. I almost said Facebook page on Facebook. You go onto our Facebook page and then you will just see the live. It's starting, we're going to go live at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically it. It's the first thing you're going to see because it's something that's active. It's Eagle FM.
Eagle FM.
Eagle FM.
Yes. Mm-hmm. E for Elizabeth. Not A, Angle FM, no.
Eagle FM for Elizabeth.
Yeah. E, E for Elizabeth. A for Angel. G for Gabriel. L for lazy.
It's not
E
like
for
that.
Elu.
It's not like that. E for Echo.
Echo Tango.
A for Alpha.
No, and G for what? Giraffe for what?
G for golf.
Golf. But it doesn't make sense. Like, what do you call it? What do you call that language?
Go. If you try that and you are giving a pilot directions with E for Elizabeth, you will see.
But you'll understand. You'll understand. Because it won't mean most E for Elizabeth down.
they'll just get confused because they are not used to it at all anymore.
Echo Tango Charlie.
Bravo.
Romeo.
Tango.
Now why didn't they just give E to Elizabeth? Now why do we have to echo? It doesn't even make sense if we have all the other names, Charlie and stuff. Bravo and stuff. Yeah, like why can't we just give E for Elizabeth? Now it has to be Echo. Like whatever, no.
My dear, I overheard a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
A taxi driver calling the other one. I'm very Kenyan.
Oh, dear.
I'm probably thinking maybe it's like traffic.
Yeah.
I know a customer name. What's her name, man?
Hanover,
Penyan. Hanover, Timbuka, Narepo, Yungutu. Kanina, Shamu.
It's public holiday. People traveled. They're coming back Monday evening things. People traveled. People are out.
And then that one is like, oh, no, I'm going to prank you. There, I'm going to put a name on you. I'm going to after I get feeling, I get the $5.
Dirine
Mogashago. I'm on the dream, I take Chokachora Gonima.
They need a dollar.
But the person, Umoguna, Hune, one go shopping, in the middle of boot. She gave me a dish in Jamus Torama. And that's it. Now, correct no footage. Oh, customers are bad,
guys. Customer,
road is getting off the just 5 steps in front,
mm-hmm.
But they just tell you.
Stop here. Stop here. It's here. The yellow and the red is here. How? You're like, forget it. I'm going to say, I'm going to say, it's here.
Oh.
It's a hectic life out here.
So sometimes we're like, hey, taxi drivers, but we bring it upon the taxi driver.
Mm.
And then later on, the person is just also used to it. Let me just stand here.
Mm.
And then it's the same if you take it into other aspect of normal life, you know, in a relationship.
Mm.
Just imagine now every time you have to go somewhere with this partner of yours.
Yeah.
Like in life, you have plans, but the person's always cutting shortcuts here. They are just doing other things that are not part of the plan. Mm. So it also just creates that conflict.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In everything we do, if we don't listen and understand each other, we'll not move.
And we also like movement also. Look, we have to move. Everybody's just, to not win yanking me, to go forward. And like,
Oh my dear, no one wants to be in one position.
In one position the whole time, I think, yeah.
Either you start getting bored, and then also the things that you are doing in that position, those things are no longer relevant in life.
Yeah.
So then the times they leave you behind. Then it's like even cell phones.
Mm.
But yeah, my cell phone, I've had it for 10 years.
Mm.
My dear, when you go update this new app to download the Eagle FM app,
which is not your supported.
Your phone is not compatible.
It's not supported. Okay? It's not supported. This phone does not support this app. Okay? This app does not support this phone. My dear.
So in life, we need to, cannot stay in one position, but we need to understand each other. Why there is an update, why we need to keep moving. Mm-hmm. But we need to move together.
Together as one. I'll circle to new
world. Hey, my name is Tera Pogasin. I was just visiting you. You
know, I've been.
I'm struggling to.
To snap out of English the.
Because now I'm gonna eat mushroom.
I've been chilling with my neighbors.
I've been with my relatives.
Oh, relatives are the ones. Eh? Then all of a sudden, when you come back, it's like you have to relearn or reteach yourself how to apparently articulate yourself in English.
My dear.
What's that? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we don't even say articulate; we say speak. You have learned to speak. All right, my friend.
There's another thing I wanted to share.
There you share a lot of things. Yeah.
So I was watching the parliament. The parliament is parliamenting now, man.
Yeah.
It's parliamenting now.
There are a lot of young people.
The people are being told now, look, me, I cannot wear a suit because I don't have money. I'm just fine like this with my shirt. Mm-hmm. And also, let us not get there. Let us not go there. Because me, I will start just talking the names now of the people. Some of them are still in parliament. So let us not
doing what?
Provoke each other.
The people are there what? That are doing what?
That did bad things. Don't make me talk names now.
Don't make me tired.
Oh,
my God. And somebody just wants to go wild on you.
I know the parliament is parliamenting. People are being a bit skeptical of a new government. It's a lady. And then the last but not least, right?
Something you are sharing. Yeah?
There was now a lot of robberies happening. The serious robberies.
Okay.
So one comment there was like, these people, they are not checking Namibia. Is it because the president is like a woman? They're just doing what they want.
The head of the office. guys, no man.
These guys go to rob a service station in the morning, 9 o'clock, ne? And it's like they didn't even go with a plan nicely. And there were so many, I think there were 5 or 6.
Full cars.
And one comment. And now the people are asking, like, I know this robbers. I know they don't know mathematics. In that 100,000, you must go pay the owner of the car. then you say 15, maybe this one. Then you must pay the informer. Is it really?
Is it really worth it? But I actually pagera paramos. Then they kill each other. Then they kill each other, and then the last one standing.
They go snitch, right there.
They go snitch on each other.
Yeah, they go snitch because one will feel like no man. That man has a lot. All the jacking. But I know those people.
And the worst part is that when you go in for a robbery, you don't know how much you are going to get. So you are really just hopeful. You don't know how much is coming.
You are hopeful the informer is correct.
You are hopeful that the informer knows math.
Oh, my dear.
Body, belo ya shenja. You go inside and there's only 500.
Oh,
my dear.
Let me learn this before my I remember
dear.
Other things.
My dear, because you're like a memory box.
I have many stories.
You know what?
From Namibia only.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah.
Last but not least, now also,
my
age mate from Burkina Faso,
the
president, Ibrahim.
Yeah.
Ibrahim Traore.
Why are you saying his surname like that? Just say the same way you said his name.
Ibrahim.
Okay, true.
So Ibrahim is making the things happen in his country.
Performing.
And he's making the things happen in his country, you know? And the other countries must now that used to benefit, they are now angry. They want there to make his life come to an end.
Hey,
do you know who came to the aid?
Who?
I know, Vladimir Putin himself.
Was that?
He sent in
for the boys.
Forces, special forces.
For the boys.
With special training.
for a boy.
For the guy.
Oh, for the boy. Shashi, Vladimir, yeah, you are my boy. I can see what you are doing, man. Oh, me also want to be recognized by Putin.
That is just a warning which I touch my boy. If you touch him.
Godfather.
Protected by the mafia.
Protecting what Putin himself and their guys, me, I'll be untouchable, guys.
That guy must have a slogan that says, "You hit me, we hit you back."
It's
not me that will hit you back, but it's us.
Oh, beautiful things, those ones, man.
No.
And what is he doing there that is... Tatungipangiro, etc.
I pangiro on the 50-something.
And me, I come and I don't know. You know when the hospitals are so many, all of a sudden you don't get sick anymore because healthcare, you know?
My dear, when things are a lot in excess, you don't need them anymore all of a sudden.
Yeah, you don't need them anymore because also that one time that you went there, they hit the nail on the head, you know, because nobody's overworked.
Yes, people between my vegetable, you may have punish. People are working
the land. And they get healthy.
Ow!
And now we're laughing because we don't have it.
And no, we don't have such people.
No, don't go like that. We don't have the things. Just say we don't have things.
Because Ibrahim, we don't have Ibrahim.
Don't be like that.
I don't know.
We don't have things. Our things will also come. No, not when I need my command.
Man. I'm so happy. I wish I was there. I have to shake. There's no need for the one person. But they have to protect all of us. Oh, my dear. Let me not remember. I think so.
Because you keep remembering the things, my dear.
I know many things. So.
Ewa, bye.
See you, Jenny.
Ciao.
I'll check you on your life, man.
Ewa, thanks. Bye.
Okay.
All right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You guys can do the same. The previous caller was supposed to request a song, but he's got so much to say.
Okay, baby, that you choose. Iwe kunkala weka, ushe uza kwa nisa. Osambela mantai. Biggie ways, fun fake days. I don't know, baby, ni passe chance. I don't know, baby,
Tell you so fast in life, friend. When you say, when they dang it, you see, who's a man? I promise I'll do everything you want me to do. Won't that do it? I'm not sure if I'm mine. So, let's see something. I'm your mother.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're doing the most. What's that? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Elizabeth's World here on Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have just joined us, we are doing a run. We are doing a run from 2 o'clock all the way until 4 o'clock because the Facebook people, they are very late because you guys didn't download the app and you guys didn't start at the app. So we have to start at the app, guys. Start at the app. You go onto Play Store, then you download Eagle FM. Eagle with an E. Eagle FM with an E. E for Elizabeth. Oro. Echo, if you want to go with that way. But ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to you, for our Facebook viewers. Hi, how are you guys? We're doing the most. We're just trying to cheer up the Saturday. We're just trying to get into a nice vibe, in a nice feeling, in a nice, you know, nanti. So just a little bit kanane pela. Like we're just trying to do it a little bit and a little bit nice, and then just ride with it. We're just trying to be in a good space, guys. Because how? Are we not going through a lot as a nation? How? 3 hours of a little bit of happiness, ne? A day. Just 3 hours of a little bit of a happiness. And you know you can't spell happiness without a ness. So. So we're just going to be vibing. If you've just joined us, please do come through. And also for our Facebook people, right? Please note that the number in studio is 083-288-401. You guys can always call in and then contribute. And also you guys can request songs if you would like. But today I'm not doing Namibian music. We're only just doing residuals, etc. So you guys can call in, you guys can request for songs, and you guys can give your little comment. Not little, but you guys are big most. Like, you guys are 90, nice. You guys can give your comments over there, and then I'll read it, and we just have a good time. It's important for us to have a good time, man. Especially for you guys that are watching. I can guarantee, ne, that you guys are not in the club. You guys are not in the club. You guys are not in a bar. You guys are not chilling. You guys are not hanging. Maybe you guys are hanging out, but it's not you know, it's not the way you, it's not like us. It's not like the way we are doing it. So if you are at home and you're just enjoying your Saturday, because also life is hectic. So sometimes you just want to enjoy your Saturday. Please do enjoy. We're starting our show with Mawelele. Mawelele. What's up?
Thank you.
all right, ladies and gentlemen. So we are having a double play before we get into our Saturday story time. I feel like telling you guys about this other man. Yeah, this other man that lived that side. But I just want to ask, a question. I want to ask, you know, we as Africans, right? We have a tendency of receiving things. We have a tendency of receiving things from our neighbors because it is within our culture. It's within our untu. It's ubuntu, umuntu. It is part of us, right? To receive things. So when our neighbors go to the farm, they bring us meat. When our neighbors go to the ocean, they bring us fish. When our neighbors go to the oil place, they bring us oil. And when our neighbors go to the green hydrogen place, they bring us green hydrogen. Am I right? So I'm just saying, how many of us are receiving things, and do we ever question? Do we ever question what it is, or do we just, yeah, and then we just take it? Like, are we questioning? Like, okay, so you said this is mahangu. Like, how is it made? Like, From which part? Like, did you umakati saket shina, or did you guys pound it yourself, or did you guys get it from the neighbors, or do we ever question where the things that we get from our neighbors and our community leaders? I didn't wanna, but community leaders. community leaders and so forth, right? Hey, there's one spectator there at Facebook Live, guys. Type master. Hello, hello, Matthew. How you guys doing? Yay. I'm checking you guys. Watching all the way from Walvis Bay. Hello, hello. Hello, Joseph. How are you? And hello, Cristiano. How are you? And hello, Joe. How are you? Joe wants money, guys. Give us 360. I don't know. It's 360 days, 360 grains, $360. I don't know. The 360, we don't know. Question. They got it. Yeah, and then there's this one, like, yeah, this one that's very busy with fingers. But that is basically the question. Do we ever question the things that we get from our neighbors? And if we were to question, right, how would we question? Do we say, yeah, that they be say, this meat that you brought us, onyamashkan? Do we ask like that? Or would he get offended? Do we feel like people would get offended if we asked? Hello, hello. Do you guys feel like we'd get offended or worsted? But I'm just asking. So let this sink in, marinate, and let it all just go in. And then when it goes in, right, we're going to come back and we're going to tell the story about Mr. Yanni. Nah? Mr. Yanni. Watching all the way from work. How? Thank you. You're making my day. You're making my day too. Ndapandula. Hoza. Hello, hello. These are the types of songs that after today you will fall in love with them, my friend. Because even if you don't like it, maybe, just maybe, it is the mood that women's react is giving you the things. That's when you that we can't be sad forever. Let's go. We were meant to be lovers, lovers, lovers. We are friends, owner. Out here. gentlemen, if you are not on our Facebook Live is on our Eagle FM page. If you guys are not on our Facebook Live, guys, there is a Cristiano there that is asking questions, real questions, kucha. That is from CDM. What do they bring now? Like, they used to bring bread. Is it bread? Bread, diamonds? I'm just putting it in. Bread, diamonds, water, or whatever. But now, what do they bring now to the table?
I'm so confused. I'm so confused.
Ladies and gentlemen, just before we dive into our conversation, we're riding. Let's go.
Yeah. Njabula when uletop tool sebe fike bonke bakhuluma when we stand us
up. So nice guys.
Wintokozo yami.
Alright, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are officially diving into our conversation for today. So once upon a time, there was this tate. Mm-hmm. We're going to dive into it. And the number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio in case you would like to call in case you would like to contribute to our conversation, in case you would like to answer the question. The question, eh? Alright. So, like, I'm navigating between, being on Facebook Live and being on air. So if there is a glitch within my responses, etc., right? Then please take note that I am learning. I am learning to navigate and to dive into things smoothly and swerve through it nicely so that we can now meet each other halfway so that we can cater to the audience on the live and we can cater to our audience on the radio as well. So there is a bit of a glitch. So I'm trying to read, but I'm also trying to stay focused and I'm trying to also be in alignment with the radio. But nonetheless, we will get the hang of it. The more that I do it, the more I'll get a hang of it. And then later on, it will be like smooth sailing. It will be like, Nandi, so like child's play. We have a caller.
Good afternoon.
Is it a little bit?
I
don't know. What do we call you on this day?
On Saturdays, you call me Elizabeth. And then during the week, you call me the matriarch or queen mother of the tribe. You can choose.
Okay, the matriarch, Elizabeth.
Yes.
How are you doing again?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
I don't know. I can see you're doing well. Even me, I'm doing well.
You're doing fantastic as well?
Yes, I was trying to get my English back in order, you know.
The English doesn't always English, but it's also Saturday. Like, why do you need your English today? Saturday is for work. I mean, English is for work, right? You don't need English today.
But not all our listeners will hear me.
You can just speak in Namlish. They understand that one also. How?
Even Namlish was gone.
There was nothing. It was just Oshikwanyama. Mwapua. Like it was finished. It's nothing.
It was finished, my dear.
All right. But I think you're getting it back nicely. It's English ink.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's why I called now, my dear. That's why I called so I can explain myself, you know. I heard you talking about people bring fish and people bring things.
Yeah. So I want to know, right?
Mm-hmm.
When your neighbor gives you meat, would you ask your neighbor what type of meat it is or would you just take it?
No, you will not ask because asking is like a bit rude. And also,
makes it rude? Is it really rude?
No, because it's like, oh, what do you mean? What do you mean? What is it that they're bringing you? Is it the first time that I'm bringing you meat? You know, maybe.
Okay, let it be the first time then.
No, the first time I will ask. Okay? Because now, maybe the neighbor is now also from a different tribe, you know.
Does tribe really matter? When the meat is coming, meat is meat. And you know, like you said something about being a Kwanyama, I've never really heard like Kwanyama people like being selective, you know?
Like you just,
no, we don't eat onzi. Mm.
That meat that you are getting, that is just very red. It's having a lot of blood, man. Like, and you thought like it's a cow, but it's not a cow.
What do you mean it has a lot of blood? I don't even know it has a lot of How do you know the meat is having a lot of blood, sir?
Because it's too red, you know? It's extremely red.
But isn't that just healthy?
No, my dear, it's not. It's healthy, but you don't. You have never encountered meat that looks like that.
Meat that is even very red.
And even when you're yes, because from my own perspective.
So they must freeze it first.
Even if you freeze it, it doesn't lose that redness.
So you will ask your neighbor, excuse me, sir, I'm a kutishino. How will you ask? Like, what would you ask? Like, run me through how you are going to tell Tate Philippus, or ask Tate Philippus, kucha, this meat that you brought us because we have been starving.
Elizabeth, as we are black people grow up in an open, you know, in type of environment, you know, we are one. When you get meat, don't go ask, you know.
So you won't ask?
No, you will not go ask.
No, it's not about you will not. This is not an outside conversation. This is strictly just based on you. You yourself, you will not ask.
No, I will not ask.
You are complaining about the redness.
The person will go change their mind and then give it to the other neighbor on the other side. No, I'll take it. I'll take it, and if I want to know what type, I'll call someone else who knows me to come check for me. Or I'll call someone.
So you will just take the meat, someone to come and identify the meat for you?
Or from my children, the one who likes to eat the meat.
What do you think this is?
No, I just ask, how does it taste like?
Daddy, this is a giraffe. Daddy, this is a giraffe. Eh? Then you're like, wait, nah? you trust.
No, you don't ask them what meat it is. You just ask them, how is it cooked? Come taste.
Is it nice? Does it taste nice? Do you know what meat I'll never eat again in my life?
No.
Seal. I'll never eat seal meat again in my life.
It's like eating fat, maybe.
No, it's not even like eating fat. It's like, it looks like pork. Not pork. It looks like cow. Looks. Uh-huh. Ne? Looks absolutely like cow. And tastes like fish. Huh. I know. It's a very confusing Omaunju. It's like, it's a very confusing thing. Because even the way you would think that you should prepare it is most with all the things that make meat meat. And then you get there and it's just, it's not even angel fish, it's like Kabel Joe. Oh,
can't even just cook it for a few minutes.
No, but you have to also cook it for a while also. It's very, it's a very complicated. Seals are only for handbags, man. And shoes and belts. No, man, not for consumption. And oil. No.
I don't try things. I really don't. But if you come give me and we know each other, only from strangers it's hard to accept. But we know each other. It's the neighbor.
But but you do know that the most dangerous people are the people that are close to you, right? Strangers will not come and give you strange things because they are afraid of being reported. But this one, your wife, is going to say, let's try this. Because, like, your children are guinea pigs. Yeah? Come taste. Is it nice? your children are guinea pigs. You are the guinea pig for your wife. Your wife will bring the meat from work. Like, do you think this meat is nice? Taste it.
you just reminded me of another angle of someone who's just giving you something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, not hypothetically speaking. You want the neighbor now. The neighbor is a single lady,
you want the neighbor. The neighbor is a single woman or a single mother.
But you have
which
never
one?
Told
yes to what? Which one?
Get they explain this. The neighbor is a single mother. She stays alone.
Because you like moms.
the mothers are. They can take care of you. How do you go in a relationship with someone who has never taken care of anybody? And you are a grown person.
So you are looking for chicks. So your idea of looking for a chick is like she must be a single mother. she must be.
At least.
I like that. On my responsible angle. And she must be a single mother with a child that she's taking care of, not at the village.
She must have experience of taking care of a human being, my dear.
Because you want to be an extra. how? Say so, your intentions. She must have experience in responsibilities. Yeah?
I'm picking that. Yeah. So, you have never made it away to this lady that you feel that type of way towards her. But all of a sudden, just out of the blue, this woman is just on your case. Hi, do you want to come over? You know? It's what you wanted, but now...
Since now it's suspicious. Why do you want me to come over? You've always wanted her to invite you. If she invite me over, opportunity, and then it comes, you're like, suspicious.
And then your friend calls you, and then like, oh, I see that your new neighbor is this the matriarch. Hey, the matriarch is from this other region. From this side.
From Anabulagane.
And then all of a sudden, this
lady, I'm winning it. I feel like many of us just think that we are so loggable.
Now will you go, you Elizabeth?
To go and visit the guy that I've been eyeing, the single dead.
No, you are the dead. You are the father.
Why must I be the father? Me, I want to be the I want to be the woman that is looking at the single dead. I also want a guy that has responsibility, can take care of.
Be a guy for the first time.
Why? Me, I want to be the girl. Because as a young lady being invited by the single father, I'm going.
You are the guy.
I don't want to be the guy, I want to be the girl. How? LGBTQ.
Me as the guy will not go.
Why will you not go? But it's what you wanted, Mos.
What I wanted, but the way that I'm getting it.
So you wanted to be the initiator. You wanted to be the one that is saying, can I come over? You wanted to be the answer.
No, I'd not even tell you, and then you're coming already.
But I could have just been also inviting you over to come and maybe meet my friend.
No, you tell me exactly what you want. Jesus.
Now, in which universe does a woman just say, hello, sir, I want you. Can you come over today? How?
Yeah. She's saying just that. And are you scared of me?
But are you? You people, this is how you play with your opportunities. You literally are letting the fish slide through your fingers because of what? Because you are not the one that went to ask the axe.
That opportunity must pass me by right there.
No, but you have checked him now for like 2 years. She's just there with her child and he's, hello, hi.
How is? Hey. I will not go.
You want the one that you are chasing?
Oh, this one is asking you, are you scared?
The one that... No, until I name you, should say yes, I'm scared. Yeah?
Well. No, then I will come to you. Oh, I'm not at home. I'm not at home, my dear.
You people are very suspicious all the time, man. The person, you, for 2 years, and maybe you are a shy person. Maybe you are a person that cannot just like, you know, just,
No, we are on the point of someone just giving you something, right? Your neighbor. Now, my neighbor giving me something like that.
You an invite?
He has an invite like to come and it's night time. Come change my bulb.
but you're the only guy in the street, Mos. Come change my bulb.
Just use the phone for tonight. I'll come change it tomorrow morning.
And then tomorrow morning, will you really go?
every day.
Just so the lady is just in darkness for 1 month because you are afraid.
No, tomorrow is to fix something. It's just over. I know.
No. But all right. So thank you so much for the call.
No, my initial one is not this one. Someone giving you food or whatever. I wanted to ask those people that used to go to work like for months and for years, you know. For example, the former people from the northern region, they used to go
contract laborers.
Yeah, they were
contracts finished.
The contracts now were there in Oranjemund sites, you
it's
know.
It's finished.
Now, these people, right, when they come back, they used to come with new cars, new whatnot. When they come, they are building shops, you know. So now, when you are receiving these things, you at home and you in the village, do you say thank you? Do you also ask, no, these things, we don't want to know what happened, you know?
No, not even the meat, even the meat. You cannot ask your husband
even the
where the car came from. He didn't go and collect. He didn't go and play there where he went. So, even this is the fruit of the labor.
Even the meat that you are getting, right? Even this person that's bringing you meat, your neighbor,
can't
be the person that's who purchased the inetosha, you know? And then
but
you
go. Because it's poached, you cannot eat. I'm asking.
That's no, but now you're eating stolen. Stolen thing.
You're eating stolen meat, huh? It's not written it's stolen.
You're not a Congo. You must ask, did you really buy it? Where did you get it? You go ask
show
me
the
money.
Receipt.
No, I just have cash. Oh, okay, where are you? No, I'm close by. But I tell you my wife, I want more service station. You need a number. Well, you take it. It's come hard times are hard. Sometimes you need to wait. These things,
I hear you on that one. Alright, so, thank you. Bye.
Hello. I still playing songs.
Yeah.
I requested.
Okay.
But I did not request 3-6, I requested another one.
Alright, which one did you request for?
Levis, you know, Levi.
Oh, Levis.
Yes, Mbangute.
Mbangute.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's coming up, ne?
Okay, ne.
Ciao, ciao.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the afternoon question is, when your neighbor gives you things such as food, right? Do you ask them what it is? Do you ask them where they got it? Do you ask them any questions? Or do we just receive it, you know, like you receive it with Pandu, Nangi, and that's basically it. Because I'm going to tell you guys a nice, beautiful story at 3 o'clock. So for now, let's vibe with it. If you would like to request the song, be like the previous caller and call in. The number in studio is 083-288-401. And then we can play it and then vibe with it. And then we just do our things first. All right. I see you guys. I see you guys are doing things here on our Facebook page. And, thank you so much. Excellent job by Natasha. And we've got JC and Joseph and, and Abner and Rapia. And what's that? I'm going to read the names today, my dear. And Sisa. Sia. Yeah, my dear Sisa. See ya. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's quickly go for a break. And then at 3 o'clock, I'll tell you guys a story about Mr. Yanni. And then maybe you guys can take it from there, okay?
Tu vas vite pour pas perdre le temps. Si on saute, les marchands s'écroulera. Tu ne m'avais promis, bébé. Prenons le temps avant de s'engager. Ton amour, n'inquiète pas l'horloge, au défaut de l'horloge, on se concentre sur le time. Pardon bébé, faut pas nous précipiter, pouvons encore entrer, mes parents face après.
I just want you to know that for me, you are the baddest in the room. You are the baddest in the room. You are everything. What's that? All the confidence that you exude. You are amazing, man. In case nobody told you today. What's that?
I'm too shotty. What am I supposed to do? When your body's crying, loving that type of you. And I try to play with something so special. But I'll be a fool. It's too fat, no, just what to do it. Control it. I'm in the middle of a party. But all I'm thinking about is you. 100 million shawty's, but you make it easy to choose.
Oh,
how many men wish they could wake up right next to you? Oh, baby, bring it closer. I know just what to do. Yeah, the baddest in the room. The baddest in the room. The way that you move, I'm focused on you. Oh, the baddest in the room. I'm 5 shots in right now, and all I see is you. Work it, work it, work it, work it, baby. I know it's been a while for you, baby. No, you won't give it up if it ain't me, if it ain't me. You know that we locked in. Your body is gonna go forever. Don't take it from me, you know better. Won't compare to you, girl, I'll never. I'm in the middle of a
party.
But all I'm thinking about is you. 100 million shorties, but you make it.
When connectivity and uptime are everything, only Namibia's most advanced data center will do. The Armada Data Center is a Tier 3 by design, certified PCI DSS registered operation, designed to be the most connected and reliable center in the entire country to host your business. Robust security, diverse connections and true AB power ensures unrivaled infrastructure, while our business continuity facilities offer a co-location experience like no other. Visit armada.piratas.africa to find out more.
Always, always, okay.
in which they go with or against you. Oh baby, bring it closer. I know just what to do. You're the baddest in the room. The baddest in the room. The way that you move, I'm focused on you. Focus on you. Ten shots in right now, not at one.
That was Friday with Baddest in the Room. If you're the baddest, right, then that means you're the flyers. That means you're the creme de la creme, the ultimate drip, the cherry on top, the icing on the cake, the whole cake. The table where the cake is chilling, and definitely the tiles with the table, the cake, the icing, and the cherry on top are chilling. How about that? We're about that violence, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing the things. So once upon a time, and you guys must keep up. I gave you guys enough time. You guys must keep up with this one. All right. So once upon a time, once upon a time, there was this guy, Uncle Yanni. We'll call him Uncle Yanni. Uncle Yanni now, you know, a small town such as, a small town such as maybe Kietmans, or a small town such as Hobabas, a small town such as, too soon to go this side, too soon. That is insensitive. So let's just use other examples. You know, Hobabas, Ochuarongo. Okay, is Ochuarongo a small town, Luka? Because, I don't know. Okay, so in a community like that, we mostly know everybody. We always know who lives here and who lives there and who lives here and who lives there. So there was Uncle Yanni, and Uncle Yanni was a farmer, and he was also into pastor stuff, like Domini stuff. And so when sometimes at the church there was a bit of a clash, maybe where the pastor was going to a funeral or something, then Womyani would come and do the Sunday service. He'll come and do the Sunday service, and he also had a shop in town where he had a butchery. So he has a little cash shop, like a tuck shop shandy, and then a butchery right next to it. So Womyani was basically Womyani from our town, from our vicinity. Everybody knew Womyani. On the days that we were struggling financially, on the days that we didn't have what, on the days that we just wanted to go and also chill at a nice place, He was our go-to guy for everything. He was the go-to guy for troubles when you are going to university and you don't have money, or you don't have transport money, or maybe tuition fee. He was just really awesome in everything. And also, he was a soft-spoken guy, and he was very gentle. But Womyani had a problem, because nobody really wants Womyani to be single, because he's got like this 8-bedroom house. And he's got this 8-bedroom house, and all right. So he's got this 8-bedroom house. He's got this big field, and it's just such a beautiful place. And everybody always tried to hook him up with somebody. Fastanje. Everybody tried to hook him up with somebody. Like, oh no, Womyani, I have a cousin. You know, I've got a cousin she's a very nice lady. She's also God fearing, just like you. And she's also into meat. So she eats a lot of meat, just like you, you know, because she got a butchery, you know, and she's one of those people that can really get to know you, and you know, and then you organize most now for your cousin or your sister or your friend to come, and then we go for dinner with Womyani, and then he pays the bill because it's his idea to some degree, for Sanjay, and he pays the bill, and you know, nice things, Womyani, and it goes past the first date, and then it goes to the first week and second week, and then it moves on like 2 to 3 months, and then after that, it is more of a situation where they don't work out. Now, when you ask your sister, so Why didn't you guys work out with Wamiani? Like, what happened? Why didn't you guys work out with Wamiani? And they are always like, ah, no, he was just, you know, there was just something off about him. And he's a nice man and all of that, but it wasn't really working out. It wasn't for me. They all say the same thing. Like, it wasn't for me. It wasn't really my thing. And he's not really the kind of person that I would be. It's not the type of person that I would really be interested in anymore. But then when you see them and they hit it off, right? It is more of a, it's very beautiful. It's like, wow. I think that they're going to get married and have babies. Like, they're going to name their firstborn after me. Like, yeah. 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 And, before Wamiani moved to that particular town, right? He came from another town, but he chose to not really talk about his past. He says things like, oh no, I don't want to talk about my past. I want us to just be in a good environment and to just be okay and to just, you know, just. So it's not really a thing where, oh, so do you have children? I don't want to talk about that life. Oh. Okay, did you have an ex-wife or what happened? Like, no, I don't talk about that life. I don't like that. Everything, he just doesn't like to talk about it. He only talks about the present. He only talks about the here, the now. So it didn't seem like it's a problem, but then every woman. So imagine in a small town, right? Everyone wants to hook you up. Trust me, in a year, you go on at least 5 dates. Because if it didn't work out with that one, the other auntie from the church is also trying to hook you up. If it didn't work out with that one, it's just left, right, and center. And it wasn't even a coitus thing. It wasn't even a pata-pata thing. It was more of like, they just go and they chill and they meet each other. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. Okay, fine. Okay. Okay. And that's basically it. But it doesn't elevate. So you, with your dirty mind, you're probably thinking, eh. No, there's no those things. They don't get to other things. It's just always just platonic. It's always just, yeah, no, okay. So he's going on dates left, right, and center. He's really just trying to make everybody happy and make everybody, like, accommodate everybody. So he's also looking for his soulmate. He also doesn't want to be lonely. And Wamiani is a nice guy. You know, he wears those little shorts. You know, those rugby shorts. He wears those little shorts and felt schooner, and he walks from his house all the way into town, and his butchery is doing amazing and his shop is doing amazing. And part of the community responsibilities that he had given himself is that he's also going to be feeding the homeless, which is people that sleep at the church even. So the church in itself, that's what I'm telling you people. Yeah, the church must help the people in need. But anyways, with him, he brought up the initiative of, can we at least have our homeless people in this town sleeping in the church, and then also helping out with the gardening and the maintenance and the upkeep of the church, so that we don't have people sleeping around in the streets and doing things that may just jeopardize our whole entire town, especially in terms of security and safety. So we can just keep them here, and maybe they can even work for the church. You know, we give them like $200 a week or $100 a week, and it pushes, it motivates. And he's such a brilliant guy. Everybody listens to him. So he had the homeless people, and then he had put it upon himself to always cater for their food needs. So part of their food needs was most now a sherera, relish. So he has a whole butchery, takes the meat to the other side, and then also he would stand outside in his pickup truck, like he's barking. He would stand outside, and then he would just be giving out meat to his neighbors and to the community members. And when he gives to the community members, he literally just gives out. He was such a nice person, because he was always giving out and he was always trying to assist where he could. He was the type of uncle that we would call when anything comes up. And if something ever comes up, it would really be one of those, yeah, situations where we are like, Womyani, he will always come. And he knew everybody by heart. He knew everybody by name. And he was helping. So he used to buy the kids school shoes. I'm trying to paint the picture of this uncle so you understand what type of uncle this is. This is a nice uncle. This is the uncle that you wish you were. This is the uncle that you want to be when you are an uncle. This is the type of uncle that you want to be, where people see you as not a savior or whatever, but as a genuinely good person. You must be such a good person that somebody on the radio is talking about your life. Understand, Jane? Like Womyani. So Womyani is giving out meat, he's giving out what? But one of the problems that the town was facing is that it had a bad name in terms, it was one of those towns where everybody's just last seen here, you know? Last seen. The matriarch is last seen. The matriarch is last seen. The matriarch is last seen here. The matriarch was last seen here. The matriarch. Yeah. So basically it was also known for that, but it's also a border town. So a lot of people come in and they go out and come in and they go out and come in and they go out. So the matriarch was last seen at the service station, or the matriarch was last seen at the grape fields, because they also have a grape field, like this large, I don't want to say something like Osinger. Something like that. We are not saying it's there, but the shoe fits. So something like Osinger, where they have like vineyards, you know, like vineyards for venue, you know. So they also had vineyards, and it was just, it was a nice town. It was also one of those towns where you escape to if you want to unwind, if you want to relax, if you just want to leave the city and the lights and the chaos behind. Then you move to this town. Or you go and visit this town. There's a lot of tourist attractions. There's hiking. There's what? There's wine picking. What? Wine tasting. There's grape picking. There's what? Raisin making. There's raisin selection. Then you go and pick between the black raisins and the white raisins. Then you separate if you like that kind of thing, you know, because we all have different interests. Personally, for me, I would never sit on a thing and then no, not my cup of tea there, but maybe just walking through and then I'm done. Yeah, something like that. So this uncle was basically just a nice guy. And also, he had a pig farm. So, most of the meat that he would be giving, right, was pig meat, because the pigs were so many. And if you know anything about pigs in general, they usually give birth to a litter of like 7 piglets, 10 piglets, because, you know, breasts, many. To accommodate piglets. So they usually give birth to a lot of piglets. And he had so many piglets that his pig farm just went wild. It went wild, and he had so many pigs. And this was now the bacon that he was making, the pig sausages that he was making. He'd sell pig heads. He would, like, yeah, you know. So the pig meat was the one that was really honestly kicking it. And if there was different kinds of meat, it was most probably when he went hunting, and then he would maybe get a springbok, or maybe he would get a gazelle, maybe he would get a zebra, anti-poaching, you know, yeah. But apart from that, it was mostly pig meat. So there was a day that there was a lot of friction that happened down in the town. But hold that thought for me.
I done gave my all to you, fell in the deep end. You done came into my life while I was sinking. I've been on that type of time with demons.
All the time I was outside, I was creeping. It was love at first sight, girl, when you walked in. Couldn't look deep in your eyes, cause I get locked in. You was hurting deep inside and you was broken. But I was on the other side and didn't notice. Oh, I won't waste no time. I won't waste my time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, nah. Girl, I won't waste no time. I won't waste no time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Pull it up fast for you. 2, 2, 3 bus rounds for you. All eyes on me, got me feeling like pop, but I do it all for you. Don't get caught up in them lies before you know the truth. I'd be down to risk it all if you ask me to. Ain't playing with your heart, cause that's too much to lose. You putting up a wall, but you ain't bulletproof. I done got it out the mud and got nothing to prove. Tryna open up your mind and see a clearer view. All the times I made you wait for me, no. But I was on the other side and didn't notice. Oh, I won't waste no time. I won't waste my time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, nah. Girl, I won't waste no time. I won't waste no time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside. I won't waste no time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Put my pride aside, give it all to you. Oh, oh, I won't waste no time. I won't waste no time when it comes to you. Put my pride aside when it comes to you. Oh, 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 when it comes to.
Alright, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. If you have just joined us, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing the final 40 minutes of our show, ladies and gentlemen. So we were talking about Uncle Yanni, and we were asking the question of, when your neighbors give you stuff, do you ask them questions like, oh, guys, Where did this come from? Do you ask them things like, okay, so what you're saying it's millimil. So where does it come from? And the reason I'm asking is because once upon a time, there was a particular gentleman. His name is Tate Yanni. We call him Tate Yanni because he was a great member in the society. And he was this amazing person, and he was this just great, nice uncle. So Uncle Yanni was also running a bed and breakfast. So it wasn't just a bed and breakfast. It was like a backpacker, basically. So since he had eight hundred bedrooms in his house, but okay, since he had eight bedrooms in his house, he figured that people coming through the town might as well have accommodation, and he might as well make a little bit of money. And in this way, he would also be able to see people and also interact with different kinds of people, because the town is also a border town, right? So when people come from this side or the other side, we're not mentioning names, because we also don't want to get indicted or whatever. So when people come from this particular country, they go through here, and when they ask for accommodation, they say Uncle Yanni's. You know, Uncle Yanni's place has eight bedrooms, and not only eight bedrooms, these are eight solid bedrooms, and then it also has a basement and an attic. An attic is up here, eh? This place in the roof that you can also make a room, eh? That one, they have that one, and then there's the basement. The basement is here. And yeah, that's the basement and the attic, and then the main house. So there are also rooms in the attic. Like, I think it's like two sleeping places. And then in the basement, there's like three sleeping places as well. So he was also running his house like a backpackers kind of, bed and breakfast kind of. And he was also having a shop. So basically, when we are talking about Uncle Yanni, we're talking about a person that's moneyed. Like, to be honest, if you are in the church, and then you are feeding the people of the church, the homeless people of the church, and then you're also having a shop, and then you're also having a butcher, and then on top of that, you're also having a bed and breakfast situation there. And then you are having a field that is big enough, darling, for us to have activities there on your field, like, which are, well, let's go pick grapes. You know, let's go pick grapes, and let's go make wine. Let's go and taste juice. And so basically, this man is moneyed. He has money, and nobody ever questioned where the money came from. One day, this man just walked into this town. He walked into this town, and it was just a savior dude. When he was a savior dude, he just came, and he won over the hearts of everybody. He won over the hearts of everybody to so much so that it was more of like, wow, oh, Uncle Yanni, oh my goodness, Uncle Yanni is just so amazing, and Uncle Yanni is just so, so wow, and Uncle Yanni just came in, and then he really honestly just won the hearts of so many people. And when he won the hearts of so many people, he lived there. Nobody asked any questions. He was a savior. So that's why I'm saying that when it comes to needs, when it comes to I don't want to say poverty, but I want to say that when we are in need, we have a tendency of not asking, right? That's why you can't ask your neighbor, where did he get the cooking oil? You can't ask the neighbor what type of cooking oil it is because you're in need. You can't ask the neighbor, what type of meat is this? Because you're in need. You can't ask the neighbor, what type of spice is this? You can't ask. You don't ask. Just say thank you. I don't know. Maybe you guys ask, but for me, I'd never ask. Hello. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I'll just take it and that's it. So this was Uncle Yanni. Uncle Yanni came into a small town that nothing was happening in this town, and he made it alive again. And he would assist and he would help. Now, one of the questions came in of the house that he was having. Did he buy it or what? Like, because we were almost now starting to ask questions. So Uncle Yanni just came from where? Uncle Yanni just came into this town, and then he's the guy that we all go to. But where did he come from? He doesn't like to talk about his past. He doesn't talk about anything. Were you married? No, he doesn't want to talk about it. Do you have kids? What happened? Why did you move from here? Nobody has seen nothing. He's just really a nice guy. And we all just painted this picture of Uncle Yanni being an amazing person. It's not a problem for Uncle Yanni to be an amazing person. The problem is, do we know where do we know where it stems from, this niceness? Because we're all nice, Mosa. Hello, Damases. Hello, Mesaro. Hello, Godmother. Do we know where this niceness stems from? Or are we just blinded by he's an assistant? Because we all so desperately want to be assisted. We all so desperately want to be saved from whatever lives what we are having. Was we have our problems, we want somebody to save us, and then somebody comes and saves us, and then we don't question anything. So one day me now asking, or us in the community. Us in the community, or me, I was asking, no, but where did the Uncle Yanni come from? And also, what's happening to all these women? Is Uncle Yanni not, you know, maybe he's not into women? Maybe, you know, because we can't keep trying to hook him up with all these women, and none of these women are just like candidates that he can look at. It's been over 30 women, guys, and all of them are just on that. No, he's just there's just something that's really off about him, and there's just something that's wild about him. So one day, then that's it. So there was Anna Marie and her boyfriend. Anna Marie and her boyfriend decided that they're going to come to Namibia. They came through South Africa. They decided that they're going to come to Namibia. And when they came to Namibia, they landed in this town at some point. And when they landed in this town, they looked most now for a bed and breakfast. And there was Uncle Yanni's bed and breakfast. So they went to stay there. They were scheduled to stay there for a month. And when they stayed there, they spoke highly of the place, because the place was, you know, very nice. It was up to standard, you know. And when something is up to standard, you must give credit where it's due. It was up to standard and all of that. And then one day, right, Anna Marie came into town, but she looked a bit disheveled. She looked a little out of place, if you would like to say so. She looked out of place, and she looked a bit like, we can't, like, Anuik, like, are you okay? Like, what's wrong? And Anna Marie is like, no, there's nothing wrong. I just need to get out of here. And she didn't have bags, she didn't have anything, and most importantly, she didn't have her partner. So we all asked the question of, oh, where's your partner? Where's your guy? Yeah, like, you guys are always together most. And you guys, as a couple, you guys came here. And she was like, I just want to get out of here right now. I need to go. I'm going out of here. And you can't force anybody to stay. So maybe they had a fight with a boyfriend. We don't know, Moss. We are not in people's business like that. So, like, no. We don't ask questions. We listen and we don't judge. Understand? So this girl, she gets onto like the nearest transport that was driving this way. That means it was going inside Namibia. It was not going that way. So she decided that she's going in, and that was all we heard about her. And then after, I think, a couple of hours or so, Umyani came, and when Umyani came, he asked, you know, around, like, oh, did you guys see the young lady that was renting at the B&B there? She just left, I think, because I've been looking for them for the past couple of days, and I couldn't find them. So I wondered if you guys saw them. And they were like, no, Miss Anna Marie, she got into a transport and she just left about 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago. She just left. And Umyani now asked, like, oh, okay. And her boyfriend, the people are like, no, we didn't see the boyfriend. She was just alone, but she was crying and she was just out of place. So we assumed that maybe, we don't know, maybe they fought or something like that. And then, okay. So Wemiani is like, oh, that's strange. That is very peculiar. It's very, very strange. How does she just decide? And where is her husband? So her boyfriend didn't go with her because they are not there at the backpackers. So Wemiani decides that, okay, so he's going to pack up their stuff. He's going to pack up their stuff and just bring it over to the police station. He packed it at the police station and then he just puts it there in case Miss Anna Marie comes back or the boyfriend comes back, then they can just collect the stuff from the police station, because he can't keep now their things there and then be accused of stealing things, right? And he can't keep their things there. And then also the room is just occupying things and it's not being paid for also, because he doesn't know if they're ever going to come back. You never know with these lovers quarrels. You never know if they're going to come back. What if they're never going to come back? And what if they just decided to split and then you are here holding a room for 6 months thing? So he just brought the stuff to the police station and then the police people just kept it safe. And I think 2 months later, there was a countrywide search where, or that other country, South Africa, was having a search for the couple. It was Anna Marie and the boyfriend. They were having a search for the couple. And then obviously the flyers made it through because it's a border town, right? So the flyers made it through to the little town that these two people are missing. They had gone on a you can't say gallivant. They went to visit, they went to tour, they went on holiday, basically. And they went on holiday and they were supposed to end in Zimbabwe. And then from Zimbabwe, Vic Falls, and then they go and rotate again and come back like this, you know, 360 kind of thing. So that was supposed to be their plan. But then after a month, they didn't check into the hotel or into the lodge that they were supposed to check into. The people called, and especially with next of kin, the people called and they were looking for the people. And this is now where the two families got wind of the fact that they never made it to the second destination. Now, one was wondering now, so now they are missing people flyers everywhere. They are missing people flyers everywhere, and the flyers are moving, you know, from the border into this town, into that town, into this town, and just like this. Especially if they actually did come through this town, then obviously the flyers would go on. Then this police station got a call from the other side, from South Africa, and then also from headquarters, which I know, we are looking for these two tourists, and this is, yeah, we're looking for these two tourists and this is what they look like. And please paste this up there. If somebody maybe saw them or knows anything about them, then you guys should inform us. And this is now where Uncle Yanni comes to the police station, because he's now saw the missing person's flyer at the service station. Then he comes to the police station and he's like, yeah, how are you, Piti? Like, oh, I see that my tenants, you know, because they were there at the bed and breakfast. list. I see my tenants are missing. So, you know, and he's like, who? So they never made it to their destination or what? What happened? And the police officer tells him, like, no, this and this and this. And then he's like, no, I have to call the number that is on the flyer to tell them that, no, they were here, but then they left, or they were here, but we saw Anna Marie leave, but we don't know where the boyfriend went. So he calls, you know, and he calls and he notifies the people that, no, she was definitely, they were definitely here, both of them. They were definitely here. They were here for at least 2 weeks. And then one day, it was just Anna Marie that was there. And then we don't know now how it happened. So, the police on the other side are like, okay, thank you so much for informing us. And then, but something was just off, you know, something was off in terms of Anna Marie and the boyfriend. Apparently they are known to be principled people, and they're also known to be very accurate in terms of planning and coordination. So they are not like you and me. Could you, let's just go. No, it must be, okay, we're going at 4 o'clock. Okay, 4 o'clock. All right. And then 3:45, we're all sitting waiting for 4 o'clock inside the car so that we start moving at 4 o'clock, like we said, not a minute earlier. So they were those kinds of people. So for them to just up and leave or up and disappear was very, very much out of character for them. And their families were worried. So when their families were worried, they started looking and they started what? They can't really look physically because technically they were already in another place, in another country, because of their holidaying, right? So, come, apparently. So, apparently, then the family members and some hardcore private investigators, they came through to the other side. And then they started investigating. You know, they are investigating. And first of all, it was just one guy that came, and then he just sat down, but everybody that is outside of that town is noticeable because we all know each other, right? So this guy used to sit, and then he just wanted to be known as a tourist. Nobody knows his profession, nothing. I'm just coming to sit and read my newspaper here at this coffee shop. But he's most now observing. So me and you, as we know that this is a private investigator. And then everybody else is just thinking like, oh, it's a guy. And he also booked in to Uncle Yanni's place, you know, he also booked into Uncle Yanni's place, and he's also living there at Uncle Yanni's place. So yeah, so we know he's a tourist and all of that. So one day, one of those days, because they are there for a while, or he's there for a while before other people start coming in. So now other people start coming in, but all these people are like, they're all undercover. They're all undercover. So everybody, people start coming in, and all of a sudden, all the 8 rooms and the basement and the attic of Uncle Yanni's place is completely, right? Completely, completely occupied. He's like, oh, we are fully booked for a month. We are fully booked, you know, everybody that's calling. I need your accommodation. We're fully booked. Inshallah, you know, Thank Allah, we're fully booked. So everybody there was, it's not like they knew each other or anything, or as we know, they know each other, but it was just strangers. So what had happened was, one night, right, this guy hears sounds like, you know, he hears sounds like, and he hears that, right? And then he gets up in the morning. Or not in the morning, but he gets up immediately to go and check. And he came out, and then he checked, and there was no light. There was nothing happening, but the sound was like, it was like somebody that was struggling, right? And so this guy gets out, and then he grabs his gun, because as we know, he's a cop, but other people don't know. So he grabs his gun, and then he goes outside, and then when he goes outside, he goes and checks now, Kucha, okay, so what's happening here, but nothing is there. So the next morning, everybody wakes up, and it's breakfast time, right? And when it's breakfast time, they're all sitting there, but now we all know how many occupants we have, right? We all know how many of us are here. And then one guy was not there. Now they ask like, oh, so where is the matriarch? Where's Elizabeth? And Umyani is like, I don't know. Like, maybe he's not coming out for breakfast today or something. Then Umyani goes to the room to go and knock. Goes and then, hello? 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 Hello, Maniera, are you coming for breakfast? Hello? Are you coming for breakfast today or must we just put your food in the microwave? Because I want to know now because we are about to finish cleaning and cleaning the kitchen. So must I put your food in the microwave? Hello? Hello? And then he tries to opens the door and the door is locked. So he assumes that the guy is sleeping. So they go about their day because at the end of the day, these are all adults and we're in a bed and breakfast. We are not in a hostel. Eh? You are not my mother. Why are you coming to tell me? I came here for resting and now you want to be waking me up at 7 o'clock things. You're not my mother. So, excuse me. You knocked enough. Like if I'm not answering you, maybe I'm going through things. Maybe I'm here because I'm going through things. It's not your right to come in. I paid for my accommodation here. So why are you coming to wake me up? So we're like, ooh. Let's back off, okay? And then the day goes about and the days goes about and everybody has an ordinary day. Everybody gets a move on and everybody does their thing, right? The other one goes to the coffee shop to read newspapers. The other one does whatever they do there in that town. And then Komatango comes, and Komatango is when the kitchen is now awake. You can now decide if you're going to cook your own dinner or you're going to eat the food from the menu that the B&B provides, right? Wumyani provides. And he's a great cook, Wumyani. We don't know what life he had prior to that, but he's a great cook. So they get there, and this guy from the morning, right, is not there. Again. So we're like, no, it's a small town. Where is he? You know? And then everybody starts asking. So did you guys go to the room? Did you guys go and knock? And no, man, let's just go and check out the guy. And Wumyani is like, okay, let's go and look for him. Maybe, because I don't know. Then they go to the guy's room. When they go to the guy's room, they go and notice now, kucha, the door open. You know, in the morning it was closed, most locked. The door open. Get inside. The whole room clean. Like clean. Like nobody was there. Clean. How? Like where are his belongings and stuff? And how? All right. Then people are asking like, did he leave? Did he check out? What happened? You know? And Umyani is like, I don't know because he paid his money in full. So, maybe, and he had a few extra days. So maybe he just left or something because at the end of the day, everybody's an adult and he doesn't owe me anything. So he just walked away. And this is what Umyani thinks because Umyani most doesn't know that the people, everybody, they know each other. Like personally, they know each other, right? So he gives the story of people are strangers, different. He has already paid me in full and not knowing the logistics. So now everybody starts getting wind, right, of Wumyani. Everybody starts feeling suspicious of Wumyani because now we know that, for starters, we came from the same place because we are hired private investigators, what? Hmm? We hired people by the family, what? Right? So we being here, right, is not by coincidence. We all know how many days we are booked in. We all know this. And it just so happens that apparently, the reason that the family actually decided to take this drastic shot, right, is because the couple that went missing decided to send a message home, which we are in danger here where we stay. The story gets juicy. The plot thickens. So that's why everybody came to stake out here to see what happened here before we start doing anything else. And also, it seems like the people came from a family that doesn't like nonsense. They come from families that don't like nonsense, and they are no-nonsense people. So it's intense. So these people are brought here. And imagine it's a whole 8-bedroom house that is full. Like, the whole house is full to capacity. But it's just Womyani, and but he's handling it very well. So this is the part where the investigation now starts. Or this is the part where everybody starts going in. So at night, fall asleep. And then they wake up, like, they start deploying themselves jobs to start seeking the graveyards, right? Like, just walk. Like with a flashlight or night vision goggles, and just walk through the vineyards and go and check through the vineyards. Maybe you'll find something. And then also this one is just searching through the house, and they're basically doing their whole entire investigation just under Womyani's nose. But they also notice that Womyani has a pattern, and then there's a room that doesn't close. So they went and did that sweep in the middle of the night. And then the next day, it was early in the morning, and Womyani is hella happy, and he didn't even cook breakfast, and he went to, what do you call it? He went to town, man, and he had to go and give people the meat. He had to go and give people meat. So he went with his pickup, and he just went straight up. You know, he had his duffel bags, plastic bags, you know, from the fridge, because he has like this walk-in fridge, like a butcher was, and his walk-in fridges. So he went, and then he made like little plastics of meat and all of that. And then he put it in the back of his baki, and then he stood, because apparently this is like his normal day that he gives meat. So he gave out meat. And then he came back. The problem was that nobody heard him slaughtering a pig. Nobody heard him, Eriko Shiwunda. Like, nobody saw the activities, and nobody goes anyway, you know? Nobody saw the activities of going to kill the cow, going to kill the pig, nothing. So this became suspicious. And then, in the middle of the night, at some point, when they started doing sweeps, they found like, you know, these garden sheds, right? This thing, place, where we put our tools in the garden, in the movies. Because you guys don't do that. You guys don't have that. So the people that do in the movies, they have the garden shed where they keep material, like ihupuru and stuff. But this thing was always locked. So they went, and then they went to pick the lock. When they picked the lock, friend, when they went inside there, it was a gang of belongings. Like a gang of belongings. So what Womyani does is, if you don't come back, he just takes your stuff to the police station. And then he keeps some of the stuff. So they went into the shed, they checked there. Is this not Anna Marie's things? It's not the boyfriend's things? Like, who, like, IDs, you know, IDs and necklaces and rings and just memorabilia, basically. Not memorabilia, but, you know, memorabilia, basically. So they noticed now all these things. And this is the part where they just decided, like, no, guys, we found something here. Like, call squad. Call squad to come. It's just daga, like, drr, 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 drr. Okay, how do daga make? Like, the helicopters, how do they? I'm trying to find helicopter sounds. I was about to do it with my mouth, and I realized that I don't know how to do it. Helicopter sounds. Helicopter sounds. Technology is gonna help us. All right. Helicopter sound effects. Coming up. Run, 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 run! Yo! Get him! He's that side! Run, 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 run! Oh my goodness! Run, 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 run! Run, 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 run! We got him! The suspect! The suspect is running and getting away! The suspect is running and getting away! Oh my goodness! The suspect! In my life, guys! In my life, I want to be an actor! Did you guys hear how we were improvising? Me and the mic, it's like we are 10 people here. It's at least you guys know that I'm alone here in studio, because I feel like sometimes you guys think I'm with people. It's just me. It's just me having the time of my life with my job that I love. All right. So helicopters come in, squad comes in. It's just, everybody is just panicking in the town because they are seeing the lights. Oh my goodness. What is happening at Anfield Danny's house? There's helicopters! You know, everybody's just going wild. Everybody's running and all of that. Uncle Yanni is put down on the floor. He's in handcuffs, like, lost me! Oh, you're hurting me, man. No! What did I do? You're hurting me, man. Like this, you're hurting me. Like, you know, he's in handcuffs and it's intense. And basically, they did a whole sweep. Alongside the house, they did a whole sweep, and it was just a hardcore sweep, like, hardcore sweep. They did everything there at the hardcore sweep, and they arrested him, and then they put him in jail. Now they have to put him, was now in jail here. They put him in jail there in the holding cells while they did a sweep on the whole entire house. And in the house, ladies and gentlemen, the gruesome things that were found there. Kanti Uncle Yanni is a whole serial killer. Uncle Yanni Kantine is burying people in the vineyards, guys. It's just dead bodies upon dead bodies upon dead bodies. Uncle Yanni is just doing the most, and it was terrible, right? And also, the reason that I'm asking you guys, right? If you guys ask your neighbors that are giving you guys things, what these things are, it's because ever since Omiani moved there, Omiani has been feeding the community. And it just so happens, right, that meat that he went to give yesterday. Can we guess what type of meat? Because we didn't see him killing any pigs. We didn't see him killing any pigs, and if we are living in his bed and breakfast where all his things are and his livestock, we should see this activity. And which person can just single-handedly just do everything in the butchery? Like, oh, I'm going to kill the cow, or I'm going to kill the pig, and then I'm going to slice it up, and then I'm going to andike yuya, and then I'm going to light the fire, and then I'm going to, and then I'm going to, and then I'm going to. Not unless it's something else. So, on this particular day, Womiani was arrested. So the police came, the other police, because it wasn't this police, the other police came, they wrote a letanga. The other police came, and then they came to say, no, you're under arrest for this. It's for manslaughter, for kidnapping. It's for all of these things. And also for cannibalism. So Womiani, when he was giving us our meat in the community, he was basically feeding us every, I know it's a very sensitive one, this one, but it's also food for thought. Something to think about also. Because it's always the close ones. It's always the ones that are closest to us that turn around and hurt us. It's always the ones that have nothing really to benefit from our demise that choose our demise. So, your Uncle Yanni, that is a savior in your community, that is giving you guys meat left, right, and center. Like, he doesn't profit from this meat. Like, so you guys are just getting fat. So Uncle Yanni was giving the community, the people. That's what he was doing. So Uncle Yanni is inside the police station there. Uncle Yanni is inside the police station, and people are finding bones. People are finding what? People are finding what? And then in the midst of that, people also find his actual ID. And his name is not Uncle Yanni. They find his passport. He's not actually from here. Yeah. And they find marriage certificates in his things, and he's been married 10 times in 10 different states. And he's just, you know, very, very not the way we expected him to be. So Womyani is sitting in the police station, and this is the first time that he has ever been raided, and he knows exactly what is going to be found there. But Uncle Yani has made such a wonderful impression on the community, and the community feels, right, that people are lying about Womyani. Whatever they're trying to do, they're just trying to kill our Womyani. And you know what happened? The police officer that is in charge of taking care of Womyani before the other, I don't want to say the other big police officers, because like, you know, if it's a small town, it's more, small town is small town, but law enforcement is law enforcement, right? But if you have been working there for 20 years and nothing out of any ordinary thing has ever happened there, guys, you like, nothing happened. So nothing has ever happened there. Like, it would be wild, you know, like you wouldn't be thinking about it like that. So this police officer was now waiting, right, for apparently necessary paperwork to come through from the other side, and necessary paperwork to come through from Windhoek side, and necessary paperwork to come through from his country of origins, Kanti. They are all waiting for this paperwork to come through, and they are also now searching up who he actually is. And then they figured that in his past relationships, the reason that he doesn't talk about his past relationship is that he has, you know, unalived a few people, or unalived his exes, his ex-wives and stuff. And then he just disappeared, and he's never had children, and that was his life. So this was Womyani. And then the police officer is sitting there and looking at Womyani, the Womyani we know, man, for the past 7 years, our guy, you know. Womyani starts praying, and the officer that's there is also, you know, near Womyani, you're gonna be fine, man. These people, they made a mistake. And Womyani's like, yeah, man, like, I don't understand these people, man. Like, how can they say this about me, man? What did they say? Yeah. And the police officer's like, no, they just said they are looking for things. Oh, okay. Oh, I want to go to the toilet, man. And then, you know, the police officer gives Womyani the keys. Like, here, just open yourself and go to the toilet, and then you come back. Then you just lock up, and then you throw me the key here, because I'm quickly just reading my Bible. Suspect. Guys. So the police officer gave Womyani the keys so that Womyani can open himself out, and then close the door, and then go, right? And go and pee outside. Not here in the holding cells, because it's Womyani Mos. He's most a domini. He's most a uncle, rich uncle Ambera. He's most all these things, profile. We cannot let Womyani go and pee at this commoner's toilet. He must go there to the barracks there behind, you know, for Stange. Yes, and then Womyani ran. Womyani ran, and voila. Never seen again. So now maybe he's in your town, feeding you guys meat. You never know. We'll learn languages for you, hun. I never had to Russia Makuti, because you guys are just disposing. And then when the police people came back, Womyani is gone, man. And this guy is sitting there reading his Bible. Till word find the other. Womyani, is your writer? Womyani? Is your writer? Womyani? Is your writer? Aye! Womyani? Yani man? Domini? Aye! Domini is weg! Domini is hard Dutch! Make your sleutels, just ook ingesluit. Make your sleutels, make your car, make your geld, make your ID work. Womyani is weg, omdat jy vir hom vertrou het. So ladies and gentlemen, this was a lesson about trust. This was a lesson about trust. You're trusting people to feed you. and not your relatives there at home. But I'm just saying, you're trusting people to feed you and you don't even know what type of meat it is. You're trusting people to go and pee with the key. Are they not criminals? Are they not innocent until proven guilty but still have to live by the rules of the facility? Many of us take advantage of the rules and regulations put in place to govern this country, to govern institutions, simply because we know certain people. And yet, right, people don't put into consideration that them jeopardizing this can actually cost you something. So what do you think happens to the police officer that is sitting there that trusted Mr. Yanis so much to give him keys to run off? What do you think happens? And does Mr. Yanis care about that? No, he doesn't. He cares about his own life and his own safety and his own running away schemes. So he's gone and you are left at work. And what? You are left at work. You are a good guy. You are reading your Bible. You are thinking, Utromani, Utromani, Tifwet Fantiere. What happens to you? At the end of the day, what happens to you is that you go to jail because you let, if somebody escape, you go to jail. You gave them kids. You go to jail. This person doesn't care if you're going to spend 15 years in jail. No, this person cares about themselves. Trust. Yeah. Sometimes, right, the rules are put in place so that you can follow them and have a backup answer. If we treated people the way we're supposed to treat them when we are in office, then maybe, just maybe, right, there'll be a difference. Maybe, just maybe, criminals will not be so, you know, free, because they're going to find their cousin there. But also, maybe, must tell people who are our cousins. Oh, I cannot work here. Conflict of interest. Oh, conflict of interest. My cousin might just bribe me. You know, my cousin might just bribe me, and I will not be able to do that. Or my auntie, his mother, might just, right, put me in a sticky situation. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm bidding you guys farewell. I love you guys forever and a day. And you guys are important to me. I bid you guys farewell. Ciao, 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 ciao. I'm me, Otandi Baza. I'm going home. I'm going home to go and sleep like a non-fugitive, okay? Mwah.